This hour's new sponsor is Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacements, stone chip repair, and Boss snow plows. They also sell and install custom glass enclosures. See Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Dina Bruderick. Communities unite in solidarity with crime victims during National Crime Victims Rights Week, observed through April 27th, under the theme, How Would You Help? The Huron County Prosecutor's Office invited sixth grade classrooms countywide to illustrate ways to support victims, receiving submissions exclusively from Ubley and North Huron. Timothy Ritkowski, Huron County Prosecutor, underscores the importance of the week, acknowledging those affected by others' actions, and expresses gratitude to the students and educators for raising awareness. Amanda Fisher, Huron County's victims' rights advocate, reflects on the profound impact of crime on victims and their families, while emphasizing the potential for finding new meaning and eventual emotional healing, ensuring no victim navigates the path to justice and recovery alone. You can view more about that and the artwork on the floor at an article on thumbnet.net. And Eva's Place 22nd Flamingo Fling soared past its $100,000 target, amassing an astonishing $110,000 in nine. Thanks to the enthusiastic support of our community. With 108 dedicated attendees purchasing tickets and raffle tickets totaling $15,450, the online auction bids reaching $29,000, the event surpassed all expectations. The event's success was further fueled by the generosity of 35 super sponsors, contributing nearly $60,000, along with additional cash sponsors and donators who contributed over $21,000. This outpouring of support ensures crucial assistance for Eva's Place Shelter, the only emergency shelter in Sinulac County for women and children fleeing domestic violence, sexual assault, or homelessness. And a recent alert from the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department's Facebook page highlighted a resident's close call with a deceptive scheme known as the grandparent scam. Here's how the grandparent scam works. Someone calls pretending to be a family member, like a grandchild, and asks for money urgently, claiming they're in trouble, like a car crash or arrest. With advanced technology called artificial intelligence, these scammers are now able to mimic the voice of your loved ones, making the call sound real and convincing. The best advice for avoiding this type of scam or any suspicious phone call is to just hang up immediately. The Sheriff's Department advises calling your family member directly using a known phone number. If you have caller ID and don't recognize an incoming phone number, just let it go to voicemail. Scammers often try to bully victims into transferring money through a mobile payment app, by wiring money, or by purchasing gift cards or money orders. If you receive a call like this, report it immediately to local law enforcement. As technology evolves, scammers find new ways to deceive people. But by staying cautious and following these tips, you can avoid falling to their tricks and keep yourself and your family out of harm's way. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Hi, this is Dave with Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. We offer many services to better service our customers in the community. Our auto glass services include windshield replacements, including ADAS recalibration, on-the-spot stone chip repairs, and door glass replacements. We can service semis and agricultural vehicles such as tractors and combines as well. We install thermal panes, custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass at your convenience. We do it all, from sales to service to installation. Stop on in or call us today at 989-269-6655.
St. Clair County Sheriff's Office K-9 Brock is now equipped with a bullet and stab protective vest, courtesy of a generous donation from the nonprofit organization Vested Interests in Canines Incorporated. The vest, embroidered with the sentiment honoring those who served and sacrificed, was sponsored by Carolyn Christomos of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Established in 2009, Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated is a 501 charity dedicated to providing protective vests and other assistance to law enforcement dogs across the United States. These custom-fitted vests made in the U.S. and are certified. They have the potential to save the lives of these canine officers. The organization has already distributed over 5,514 vests nationwide, totaling $6.9 million in value, thanks to private and corporate donations. The program is open to U.S. law enforcement canines that are at least 20 months old and actively employed, including those with expired vests. With an estimated 30,000 law enforcement canines in the country, the need for protective gear is significant. And New York's highest court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction and ordered a new trial. The Court of Appeals ruled Thursday that the judge at the disgraced movie mogul's landmark hashtag MeToo trial prejudiced him with improper rulings, including by letting women testify about allegations that weren't part of the case. The 72-year-old Weinstein is serving a 23-year sentence in New York. He'll remain in prison because a 2022 conviction in a Los Angeles rape case resulted in a 16-year prison term. Weinstein's lawyer called the reversal a tremendous victory. A dissenting judge called it part of a disturbing trend of reversals in cases involving sexual violence. And a rule issued by the Environmental Protection Agency would force power plants fueled by coal or natural gas to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. The new limits unveiled Thursday on greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuel-powered electric plants are the Biden administration's most ambitious effort yet to roll back planet warming pollution from the power sector. The rules are a key part of President Joe Biden's pledge to eliminate carbon pollution from the electricity sector by 2035 and economy-wide by 2050. The power plant rule was among four measures announced by EPA that target coal and gas plants. The EPA said the rules would encourage a transition to a clean energy economy. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news sponsor is Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and Boss snowplows. They also sell and install custom glass enclosures. See Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road.